Have you ever wondered what event leaders are doing right now to pack their rooms and convert attendees into high-ticket clients? Welcome to the High Profit Event Show, the podcast for experts who want to maximize profits and impact through live events. I'm Rudy Rodriguez, and each week I interview industry leaders to share what's working right now when it comes to filling your events, engaging your audience, and getting clients to enroll into your high-ticket programs. So stick around and be sure to hit that subscribe button.
So here we are, Larry. We were just talking a moment ago, but you were like, hey, let's hit record because
the good stuff.
We want to keep the conversation as natural as possible. So we're just going for it. We're jumping right in. Guys, this is Larry Steinhaus with us. We were connected through the Marketers Cruise, which is a great, great event. Highly recommend. And the thing I appreciate about Larry is that he's a funny guy. He's just a funny, funny guy. In addition to over 40 years of experience in the real estate industry, himself becoming an investor, successful there, Tim taught others for decades. Larry's been doing live events over the years, helping other people do live events. And he knows that the number one problem that people are dealing with is, how do I get people to my event? So I'm super excited to have you here, Larry, to share your wealth of experience with us and maybe crack a couple jokes along the way and help our audience.
I don't know about cracking jokes. I tell the truth, and the truth sometimes is funny. And that's my humor. My humor is the truth. You know, you just said it. You said people try to hold events. Like, so have you ever had an event, Rudy?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Remember your very first event, the very first time you're going to do it? How many people showed up?
Well, I kept it a small event, but it was like 10 people, roughly.
No. So actually, that's very good that you got 10 people to show up for your first event. But this is the problem. The problem is, like, we're so full of ourselves, all of us, and the entire planet, we're so full of ourselves that we say, hey, we're going to have an event and I'm going to 250 people. I'll let get 250 seats. And, you know, now, and I'm going to plan this event. It's going to be 3 months from now. Oh yeah, sure. If you get 10 people, you did very well. And the first thing you have to understand is you can't just say, I'm going to have an event, and then 3 months later, fill the room, unless you're Trump. If you're Donald Trump, you can do that, right? Well, Kamala Harris couldn't do it, that's for sure. If you're somebody famous or somebody really popular, yes, you can do it, okay? So everybody, I'm telling you right now, get off your high horse. You're a nobody. I'm a nobody. Rudy's a nobody. So start thinking that way and start to build yourself into somebody. The first thing you need is an audience. And if you don't have an audience for your product or services, you're going nowhere, okay? So if you want to do an event, and you have 300 people on your Facebook fan page, Facebook page. If you got 2 people to show up for your event, you crushed it. So before you even think about doing events, you better get people to know who you are. And you better get people to like you. Now, I own the website, IHateLarrySteinhaus.com. Because I tell the truth. And everybody hates me because I tell the truth. So if you're seriously, if you want to go to IHateLarrySteinhaus.com, you will find my website. And that way, that's just another way to get people to go to your website to find out more about you. It's just something fun. If you want to get people to your event, you need to have Facebook friends. You need to have I'm terrible at TikTok. I don't have a showing there at all. I'm terrible at Twitter. I don't have a showing there at all. Facebook is really the only thing that I've been able to master, and I mastered it because I post sarcastic things all the time. And it makes people laugh. So if you've ever been to my Facebook, you want to follow me on Facebook, I promise you'll laugh. I promise you'll laugh. Now, you'll also get some good information and good knowledge, but I promise you'll laugh. So you'll go to Facebook, you look up Larry Steinhaus, you follow me. I mean, I have almost 5,000 friends, so if you ask me to friend you, I'll probably ignore it, only because Facebook still has this dumb vision of only 5,000 friends. At least they let you have followers now. So that's a good thing. So I'll keep adding to my followers, and that's what you need to do. Now, the next thing you need to do, especially if you're going to use Facebook to build an audience, don't have a picture of you and your cat on the banner. I mean, I can't tell you how many people are like, I don't understand why my business isn't doing any business. I'm like, and I go to their Facebook page, and they have them holding your cat. I'm like, you love your cat, don't you? Oh, yeah, I really love my cat. I gather you love your cat more than you like money or making money. What do you mean by that? I love my cat and I want to make money. Well, do you think your cat cares if you have a picture of you and your cat there? But how about if your audience cares if you have a picture of whatever it is that you're doing at the time? Mine will rotate. Mine will say investor schooling. Mine will say what event I'm having. It'll constantly be something promoting me. I mean, this is free. Promote yourself. If you're not promoting yourself, nobody's going to know who you are. Nobody's going to come to an event. I do an event every Thursday. So I have a course every Thursday. So I, Investor Schooling, we teach real estate investing. We teach the stock market. We teach stock options. We teach things about money that nobody even know. I have a book. It's called Money Hacks. This is my book right here. It's called Money Hacks. It's a great book, right? And I teach this stuff in my book at Investor Schooling. So every Thursday, I've got to get new people to my class. It's not easy. I have a radio show. I actually literally am on the radio every Saturday. I do commercials that I do on the radio. I run Eventbrite pages. I run Facebook pages, Google advertising to get people to my events. And I'll tell you what, if I get 5 new people to my event every Thursday, I consider that a home run. So imagine how much money I'm spending to get people to my events. And if I get 5 new people to that Thursday, understand if I'm doing a special event, it's different. But to that event, if I get 5 new people, that's a home run. Now, for example, I don't know when this is going to air, but we're recording this on this coming March 1st and 2nd. Again, I don't know if it's going to air before that, but this 1st and 2nd, we have an event in Tampa. It's called Money Game Live. So if you went to moneygamelive.com, you could buy tickets. And we projected 150 people there. It's me and Hannah Kessler, who are 2 people who are very well known in the industry about money. And we missed the target. We've got, I don't know, we're 10 days away. And I've got, we only have 76 people signed up. And that's very disappointing for us. But I'm telling you, we worked really hard to get those 76 people. I went to RIA events. So I would sit there at RIA events and talking about the event and saying, hey, if you want to sign up, you could get it. Sometimes I gave tickets away for free. Sometimes I gave tickets away for half price. Whatever I had to do to get people to that event, I want to fill that room. Now, I want to fill a room for a couple of reasons. You want to know what the number one reason is I want to fill it up? What do you think the number one reason is I want to fill that event for?
Oh, good question. Number one reason to fill the event. If I was going to guess, I would guess so that there's social proof in the room. So you don't have empty chairs.
You're getting close. Actually, you're closer than I thought you would be. Because most people would have said to try to sell them something to get money, which is a very good answer. And yes, we will try to sell them something. But I'm going to tell you how close you were to the answer. You ready?
Yes, hear it.
Because of my ego. How dare I put together an event and only 75 people show up? I told you guys, get off your high horse. But yeah. I want to be put back on my high horse. I want to be put back on my high horse because I want people to show up to my event and say, hey, Larry, we came here because we love you. We think you're freaking awesome. You know, you're not Donald Trump, but we think you're awesome anyway. Got it? And this is what you need to do. You need to first build an audience, get people to your event, advertise your event, and people, like, they'll go to Facebook and go, oh, look, Larry's having an event. I got to go. I can't miss this one because the last one was so great. Or I can't miss this one because I missed every other one. No matter what it is, you want to do it. It's like when you were, remember when you were a kid and you went to concerts?
Yeah.
Right? And the really popular people, the concert was sold out in an hour.
Yeah.
I remember waiting online, sleeping overnight in front of Ticketron. You guys have no idea what I'm talking about. Or Ticketmaster or Ticketron. And sleeping overnight to get tickets to a couple of concerts that I wanted to go to. Because I knew they'd be sold out in an hour. People don't do that anymore. Because now they just click the button on the internet. You guys, yeah, this generation doesn't have any fun. You know, it's more fun to sleep. It's more fun to sleep outside the Ticketron office and wait for them to open, and then all the people hanging out and drinking and partying. But that's another story. But you either got to become famous, or you got to become famous enough to fill a room. Look, I got another event coming up in Vegas. It's my Financial IQ. So I have this new product called Financial IQ. And I literally booked a room for 20 people because it's going to be a difficult room to fill. And I know it's going to be a difficult room to fill because, first of all, the ticket price is $5,000. So I'm not trying to crush it. I'm trying to get people in the room. Mm-hmm. So I set the expectation low. Now, what happens if you set the expectation low? Let's say I get 100 people to sign up. Oh, please make that happen. I get 100 people to sign up, and I book the room for 20 people. Do you feel sorry for me?
No, you just have a quality problem to solve.
Yeah, I got a great problem to solve. I can't wait to solve that problem. But if I have a room that has 100 seats in it and 20 people show up, I look like an idiot.
Yeah.
So don't make that mistake. Book less than what you expect to happen. And then you could do things too. There's some tricks, right? So this event I told you we have coming up, the one in Tampa, the Money Game Live event, we had the room big enough for 150 people. And we knew that at the time. And we realized that we're just not going to make it. It's just not, we're not going to have, I'm really hoping for 75, 80, because remember that if you have 75 people show up, sign up, 50 or 60 will show. So if I get 100 people to sign up, maybe the 75. So what I did was I told the hotel, instead of setting it up classroom style with desks and chairs, I had tables, round tables, right? They're big round tables. And I only have half the chairs facing the stage. So now there's six chairs at each table. And if what happens now is when people come in, the room looks like it's more full. Because it's important that the people who come in see that the room looks full, because they feel like they did the right thing by attending this event. Hey, this event's full. I'm really glad I came. But if you have the table set up wrong and the chair set up wrong and people show up and it looks like nobody's in the room, well, then it looks like, well, maybe I should have came here. And they don't come back the next day. And you don't want that, especially if you're selling something. Most likely your close is the second day. So you don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So prepare for everything and make people happy. Make people satisfied. We have a VIP day for that event. So actually, February 28th is a VIP day. And we sold an extra VIP ticket. And what we did with the VIP ticket was we gave them something special. We're going to do a mastermind in the morning. Then they're going to do a tour of one of my properties, mobile home park, actually. And then we'll go out to dinner. And the other thing is people love, they love to be treated nicely. They love to be treated well. So we're going to take them to a Brazilian steakhouse. And we're going to have a blast. And of course, we're going to pay for it. It came at a price of ticket, but we're going to pay for it. The same thing with the event. We're going to have lunch. So instead of, one of the big mistakes people make is they're cheap. Don't be cheap. So we've got 75 people. Let's say we have 75 people coming. We have lunch in the next room for 75 people that we pay for. You know why? Because people will go out for lunch and they won't come back.
Yeah.
So we don't want them to leave the hotel. These are all things you got to plan for when you're planning events. You've got to think it out. You've got to get the right event planner. If you don't have an event planner, you might want to find an event planner, because I promise you, especially if you do this the first time, you're going to mess up big time negotiating the hotel.
Yeah, I hear that oftentimes. Some big horror stories on that one, especially on the
Especially room blocks.
Yeah,
room blocks are the biggest nightmare, right? If you don't understand room blocks, you know, the hotel wants you to book a certain amount of rooms. That's why they gave you a discount or they gave you a decent rate on the room, because they're expecting people to stay there. But if you don't make that room block, you have to pay for it. So they're basically saying, hey, we're going to block off 50 rooms. And if your people don't book those 50 rooms, you're paying for the ones that they didn't book. Mm-hmm. So make sure that you understand that when you go in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This wasn't that funny after all, was it?
I think you interject a little bit of humor along the way.
Yeah, and, like I said, I just try to make the point. And if you got people doing events, make sure that they know what they're doing.
Yeah, the room block thing is big. I hear that very often from clients or also guests. It's almost like a rite of passage. Like, I feel like almost everybody makes that mistake at some point.
Sure.
Fortunately, and then they learn from it. But I like the point you're saying also about engagement, like doing everything to do to keep people, and not just in the room, but at the event. People go out to lunch and something happens and then they just don't come back for whatever reason. And you could have just served them lunch and not be cheap. I like that, because I'm hosting an event in a couple of weeks and I'm over here like going through the budget. I'm like, you know what? I just need to go above and beyond, because I need to take care of people. People like to be taken care of. So
yeah,
that was a great little nugget you shared there.
And then you get there and it turns out that it just wasn't what you expected. And there's a lot of things you could do at this point. The first thing you do is, look, you've already booked the room. You've already got the stage. You've got 20 people instead of 100 people. And a lot of people would go on stage disappointed. Don't go on stage disappointed. Go on stage thrilled. And just try to turn it into something good. You've already spent the money. You might as well try to turn it into something good. I mean, what I've done at events, like I've been to events where they've invited me to speak. I mean, there was one that was such a disaster. Such a disaster that there were literally three people in the room when I spoke. Huh. It was so bad that I wanted to kill the promoter, because I paid him 25 grand to be there. Now, they don't guarantee anything. And that's another thing that I learned is from now on, nope, I'll give you 25 grand. You got to guarantee me a minimum 150 people in a room, or I want my money back. That was the very first event I ever did that I didn't, that I paid a lot of money for, because I expected this thing to be huge. They were expecting over 1,000 people. Matter of fact, I mean, the event, the place that they had it, could hold over 1,000 people.
Wow.
But they didn't do what they're supposed to do. They planned an event to hold 1,000 people, but they didn't get the 1,000 people there. They had vendors and sponsors. Matter of fact, the reason I paid $25,000, I sponsored the VIP lunch. And it was funny because I'm sitting in the VIP lunch and I said to my friend, I said, hey, go eat one of those $13,000 sandwiches. He was like, what do you mean? I go, well, that's $13,000 because it's only me and you sitting here. So anyway, so when I'm in front of my three people after paying $25,000, my attitude could have been this. And I said, hey, listen, guys, once we come up, nobody's here, let's make the best of it. Let's have a private seminar. Let's talk about it. And that's what I did. That's what I turned it into. I turned it into something that anybody could digest, and it was fun, and we had a good time. Mm-hmm. I left there super pissed, but I didn't show it on stage. Don't show it on stage. Make the best of it. Have a good time. Have fun. Gather people around. Bring everybody in. And you be the energy in the room, especially when there's no energy in the room. That's a big key. When you're on stage, you got to be the energy in the room. And if you're running an event and you bring other speakers in and you have never seen them speak before, that's a mistake. Mm-hmm. You want to see a video of them speaking, a YouTube video of them speaking. It doesn't matter. You just want to know what kind of speaker they are. Now, there are times where I invite somebody to speak and I really just can't. They're either new, they've never spoken before, I want to give them a chance, or they, I don't know, I just didn't get a chance to see them speak. So I always prepare myself to bail people out. You can have a speaker who's great and has a really bad day.
Yeah.
So you want to be able to bail them out. So one of the things that I become really good at is doing interviews. So if I have a speaker go on the stage, and this happened recently where I had a mortgage guy go up there and he, in 5 minutes, he ummed and ahed and freaked out. I mean, I literally saw his face, like he turned white because he didn't know what to do. He lost it, completely lost it. And I walked up there and half an hour later, he had a great presentation because I interviewed him instead. I was there to bail him out. This is my audience. I made the mistake of bringing in a bad speaker. So let me fix this. So I fixed it immediately. And I fixed it immediately by turning it into an interview.
Uh-huh. Nice. Good bailout. Sleeve. Card in your sleeve right there.
Yeah, you got to be able to do that. If you don't do that, because you got to remember, right? Now you got an audience. What happens if they walk out? They ain't coming back. So you got another speaker coming after the speaker who might be dynamic. They're never going to see him.
They're not going to see him. Yeah, it's unfortunate. Yeah, my mentor, who's a speaker trainer also, he advises one of the most common mistakes people do is, just like you're saying, bring people on stage that they've never seen speak before. And he really emphasizes the importance of interviewing them in advance and even getting their slides in advance.
I don't even do that. I don't want to do that. So here's why I don't want to do it. I appreciate everybody's got their own style. So not that your mentor's wrong. Your mentor's different than I am. Okay? So just understand that. I don't want to see their slides. You know why I don't want to see their slides? Because if I see their slides, I'm going to reject them immediately.
Because
everybody's slides suck.
Yeah.
You ever notice that? They suck. And what am I going to do? Tell the guy your slides suck? And, you know, you should do this? And then I'm fixing your slides. And then if I interview the guy in advance, like I said before, what happens is all the good stuff gets left behind. We talked about that right before this interview. You kind of made mention of it when we got on. I'm going to miss all that too. So if I can't control the people I'm interviewing and I can't control somebody, so if the guy's got slides and he's on a webinar, for example, hey, look, I own the webinar. I could unmute my microphone anytime and bail him out. If he's on my stage, I could bail him out at any time. So if I really made the mistake and bought a bad speaker and the speaker's having a bad day, I'm going to bail them out. But you got to be prepared to do that. You got to be good at it. And if you're good at it, you could turn this really bad speaker into a really good speaker.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Very nice. I was going to crack a joke later. I say kind of like how I'm doing right now.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. No, those are great, great, great tips, man. It's rare to hear that contingency and the way you think through that. So you've done events. You got an event coming up, right, in Tampa.
Yeah, we got right next week.
And I love how you said, hey, set the expectation a certain way so that, because it takes more effort. It's better to have a small room and oversell the room than a big room and to undersell that room, and just because it doesn't create the right energy and doesn't keep people captivated. But let's just say you played all the cards right. You got people in the room. You expanded the room block accordingly. You treat them well. You had the lunch in play. You entertained them. You saved a couple speakers. Like, I mean, you just had a phenomenal event. You're just hitting all the bases. Then it comes time in your event for the opportunity to invite them to continue their relationship with you into one of your maybe coaching programs or a VIP event of some sort. I'm curious to hear your experience and your approach when it comes to that. I think it's really important.
Yeah, I'm high ticket. So my stuff is high ticket. So because it's high ticket, I can't sell from the stage. Although it's funny, I just came out with a new product that is lower ticket that I will sell from the stage. But I can't sell my product from the stage. Nobody's going to write me a check from the stage. So what I'll do is I'll say, listen, if anybody wants me as their mentor, raise your hand. And it's funny because after I've given all this great advice and all this stuff on money and finances and real estate and stock options, who wants me as their mentor? And it's funny because people will raise their hand. And then I say, okay, leave your hands up. Who is very serious about me becoming their mentor? Stand up. And then the interesting part is about 70% of the people with their hands up will stand up because they know they're going to be sold something. And I say, tell you what, go to the side of the room or go into another room or come and meet a lunch or come and meet a dinner. And I'll put together a special lunch or dinner for those people. And then I'll have a conversation with them, get to know them a little bit better, and then present to them one of my programs. Now that's usually for people like a dozen or less. You don't want to have too many people, because if you have one say no, that could trigger them all to say no. So you want to be careful with that. But one says yes, it could trigger them all to say yes. But if you have too many, you have the guy who was really interested, and this guy over here who's a doubting Thomas, who starts to ask questions that sets everybody off. So that's why you want to be careful. You want to have a room that's 12 or less to control the people. Especially when you're talking about a high ticket item. So you want to have that control. If it's a lower ticket item, usually $5,000 or less, then it's fine. Then you just hand out forms and say, hey, fill it out. If you want to be part of it, great. If you don't, I don't care. So that's how I would do it. In certain rooms where you can't sell, so if it's not my event, for example, and I'm in a room where they say you can't sell from the stage, there's a couple of things you could do. I actually did something that I love doing, which is I hand out a clipboard and I say, I'm going to give away this for free. If you put down your name, your phone number, and your email address. And I would probably get 90% of the room to fill out that information. And to me, that was valuable. They start to frown on that, where event planners don't really want you to do that anymore. So then you use something like a autoresponder, where you say, type in this keyword to a certain phone number, and you can get the autoresponder. Although I find I get much less response than I did when I had them hand out the form, because they see the person next to them hand out the form, so they fill it out.
Yeah.
But if you're hosting the event, you got all their emails already.
It's true. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. I really like the subtle thing you said here. You ask them, one, hey, you're high ticket, so presenting a high ticket offer from the front room maybe doesn't work directly for you. So you segment the audience and you just ask simple, hey, who wants to work with me? Raise your hand, which is a small gesture of a commitment, a hand raise. But I love how you took it one step further and say, now, who's really serious, stand up. So the hand raised, now they're standing up.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, for you, I'm going to have small dinner or reception for this small group of 10, 12 people.
Yeah.
And so now they're taking the action of moving to another room.
Yep.
These are all small behaviors that qualify them and have them much more interested in what you have to
exactly.
say with them and talk about your premium offerings, that they're much more qualified. So that commitment and consistency, I think, is important to emphasize. It's the small yeses leading to big yeses, but how important it is to be intentional about those things. That's key.
Absolutely.
For sharing that specific detail that you do. Awesome.
That's it.
There it is. There's a secret sauce right there.
And by the way, here's something else. If you're having an event and you're inviting other speakers to speak, it's funny. They could pay you a lot of money. They could pay you 10 grand. They could pay you 15 grand, 20 grand, whatever. And the stupidest thing that I've ever seen is these speakers, they don't invite their audience to your event. And I never understand this. They may make one post on Facebook, maybe. We started to give the other speakers emails to send to their audience. Now, I'm going to tell you that most don't do it anyway, because I'm on somebody else's list and I'm not getting it. So just so you know, unfortunately, the speakers that you bring aren't bringing people. They want you to bring people to them.
Yes.
But sometimes if you want to give somebody a free spot, say, listen, here's the deal. It's $10,000 or 20 people in the audience. You promise me 20 people. If 20 people show up, I refund your 10 grand. Because now you have a chance to sell to their audience and someone else has a chance to sell to their audience. Also, if you're hosting an event, you just there's usually a split. So if you're selling a product and you're at my, one of my events, there's going to be a split. It could be anywhere where I take 30 to 50% of your product, depending on the price, depending on how my your ability to, and depending on your ability to sell.
Mm-hmm.
So now you've got people that they're paying 10 grand to speak at your event and they're giving you half of their sales. So it might be, listen, you bring 20 people. I'll tell you what, it's not 10 grand, it's free. And I only take 30% because those 20 people that you brought are people that we can sell to. So we can make money on that part.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. What you highlight there, I think, is also a very common mistake, just like the room block thing. People thinking if I host an event and I line up the speakers, they're going to promote my event and bring
they
people.
Won't. Yep, they won't.
It's, I see it happen so many times. People think that's going to happen and it doesn't. Yep. Yeah.
Or you bring somebody really good in and think people are going to show up just because that great person showed up and that doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, if I was going to have an event, Donald Trump was there. Yeah, that's very different because now people want to go see him. But if I have an event and I don't know, believe it or not, Brian Tracy, great example. If I said Brian Tracy is the headliner of my event, it's not going to help. It's not going to help at all. Maybe I'll get five people that knew of me and said, hey, I especially went because Brian was there, but I still probably would have went.
Yeah.
It's Brian Tracy's audience that I want to bring to the event, not Brian Tracy.
Yeah.
And I love Brian Tracy, big fan. Been to his house, great guy. But at the same time, I want his audience. I don't want him.
Yeah. Well, this has been some great insights, man. I think you've definitely dispelled some truths that can save some people some serious time and some serious
Absolutely.
Money. Yeah. Any other, would you say, like common mistakes that either you've made or you see people make when you're helping them fill their events?
I'm pretty sure I went over just about everyone that I could think of at the time.
Yeah.
But it comes down to deflate your ego. Get people to know who you are and then invite them to an event.
Awesome. Simple three-step process. Deflate your ego. Let people know who you are and invite them.
And then invite them. Exactly. Yeah, perfect.
Excellent. Larry, for people who want to learn more about you and your events and your program offerings, what would be the best way for people to reach out to you or get to know more about what you have to offer?
So here's a really good trick for you, right? Did you notice that the entire time there's been a QR code on here?
I have. I've been wondering what that was for.
So every single one of your audience just now has gone to that QR code and already looked me up.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that cool? So if you don't want to use the QR code, then all you have to do is do this. You can go to contactlarry.com and that'll bring you to the same place. And the interesting part is the 4mmw.com at the bottom. That's my upcoming event. So if you want to go there, you can go to my upcoming event. That's an upcoming event in July, I think. I think it's an upcoming event in July or June. But I put stuff up there. Like, this is another thing. So I invested in some software that I could do this, that I have control of my screen. You don't have control of my screen. I have control of my screen. So this QR code's up here. I could change my lower thirds. I could do stuff like this that you don't even expect. Remember I put my book up, right?
Yeah, that was cool.
Right? So I could put my book up if I want to. If I want to, I could put just a QR code up. So you guys could go check out the QR code. If I want to have some fun, I could put some emojis if I want to. And if you're ever on a webinar, you ever been on a webinar where you have to get up and go to the bathroom? And you're like, I don't want to walk away from the screen. So what I'll do is I'll put up a screen like this where people, now it's an advertisement while I'm gone.
Yeah, it's a little
right? So this is software, by the way, if anybody wants, it's called Manycam, Manycam Studio. And that's $100 a year. And this is software that you can do this with, and you can take control of this stuff. And it just makes so much more sense to take control of anytime you're in front of an audience, you want to take control. So So the question was, how do you reach me? If you haven't already clicked the QR code, use that. Or you can go to contactlarry.com. And if you want to learn more about investor schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com and learn more about that too. But that QR code will take you to both places.
Perfect. We forgot about IHateLarrySteinhaus.com.
IHateLarrySteinhaus.com. So where do you live?
I'm in Puerto Rico.
Okay, so you have no idea about this guy named Steven Singer.
I'm not sure. He's not the guy.
Steven Singer is a jeweler. And his tagline for 30-something years was, I hate Steven Singer. And I decided to copy it to I hate Larry Steinhaus. And the funny part was, I have haters. By the way, how many haters do you have, Rudy?
I don't know. I'm sure there's plenty out there.
All right. So I have a goal. You ready?
Okay, let's hear it.
My goal is 1,000 haters.
Wow.
I want 1,000 people that when 1,000 people, separate people, that when you walked up to you mentioned that name Larry Steinhaus, they go, ugh.
Mmm.
You don't get that, do you?
Well, my mind goes to the fact that if you have 1,000 people that hate you, that probably means you have 10,000 people that love you and that you're memorable.
Perfect. And I'm memorable. If I have 1,000 people who could remember that they hate me, there's got to be 5,000 people that remember that they love me.
You polarize, right?
Exactly.
For you.
I'm very polarized. If you follow me on Facebook, Larry Steinhaus, Facebook, follow me. You'll see it, but at the same time, I'll make you laugh. I'll make you laugh no matter what side of politics you're on.
Just making that statement made me laugh. It's like, what do you...
And if you watch my radio show, have you ever heard of a guy named Howard Stern?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a guy named Jim Cramer?
Yes.
Okay, so if you take Howard Stern and Jim Cramer and you put them together and fuse them, that's Larry Steinhaus.
That's funny.
And that's my radio show. So if you ever listen to my radio show, it's all about finances, but it's so Howard Stern-like, it's hysterical. And then I have my two co-hosts. I have Dr. Deb and I have Omri. And it's funny. It really is. It's like Robin and Gary, if you're a Howard Stern fan. And it's really funny when you watch this show. And it's on my Facebook page every Saturday between 1 and 3, which is the same time it's live on the radio. So you can watch the show. And again, I promise you'll be in stitches watching this show.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you, Larry. It's been awesome interviewing you, man. Thanks for giving the resources here. We're going to be sure to include these links as well with the show notes. So if for whatever reason you're not able to view the screen here and you're listening to the audio, just go down somewhere near the recording here. There'll be show notes with all the links to Larry's events and resources. Larry, this has been so much fun. I know you promised to tell the truth, but I had a great time. I probably got more in the last 45 minutes than I have the rest of today. So,
there you go. If I put a smile on your face, then it worked.
If everybody watching
just got a smile on their face and learned something, then hey, then I did my job. And if you hate me, go to IHateLarrySteinhaus.com. And if you like me, go to LarrySteinhaus.com. And guess what? They go to the same place.
Perfect. Awesome, Larry. Thank you so much, man. It's been great having you here, man.
Take care, man. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the High Profit Event Show. If you are a seminar leader or thought leader or event service provider who has led or supported profitable, successful events to over 100 people, and you've been effective at enrollment into your high-end coaching, education, mastermind type programs, we're looking for guests. Love to have you on the show. You can go to our website, virtualeventsalesteam.com, click on the podcast tab and submit an application to be on our show. Also, if you found the show to be valuable, share it with someone who you think might benefit from it. Take a moment, please leave a review, and also subscribe if you haven't already. And lastly, if you have an upcoming event, whether it be virtual or in person, and you'd like to have a conversation about how to fill your coaching, education, mastermind programs fast using events, you're welcome to book a complimentary 15-minute consult with either myself or a member of my team on our website, virtualeventsalesteam.com. Again, this is Rudy Rodriguez, and congratulations on investing the time to listen to this episode. I hope it's been valuable. Have a great day.